Traveling around inside the oasis wasn't just costly, it was also dangerous. Each sector was divided up into many different zones that varied in size and shape. Some zones were so large that they encompassed several planets, while others covered only a few kilometers on the surface of a single world. Each zone had a unique combination of rules and parameters. Magic would function in some zones and not in others. The same is true of technology. If you flew your technology-based starship into a zone where technology didn't function, your engines would fail the moment you crossed the zone border. Then you'd have to hire some silly gray-bearded sorcerer with a spell-powered space barge to tow your ass back into a technology zone. Dual zones permitted the use of both magic and technology, and null zones didn't allow either. There were pacifist zones where no player versus player combat was allowed, and player versus player zones where it was every avatar for themselves. You had to be careful whenever you entered a new zone or sector. You had to be prepared. But like I said, I didn't have that problem. I was stuck at school. Ludus had been designed as a place of learning, so the planet had been created without a single quest portal or gaming zone anywhere on its surface. The only thing to be found here were thousands of identical school campuses separated by rolling green fields, perfectly landscaped parks, rivers, meadows, and sprawling template-generated forests. There were no castles, dungeons, or orbiting space fortresses for my avatar to raid. And there were no NPC villains, monsters, or aliens for me to fight, so there was no treasure or magic items for me to plunder. This totally sucked, for a lot of reasons. Completing quests, fighting NPCs, and gathering treasure were the only ways a low-level avatar like mine could earn experience points, XPs. Earning XPs was how you increased your avatar's power level, strength, and abilities. A lot of Oasis users didn't care about their avatar's power level or bother with the gaming aspects of the simulation at all. They only used the Oasis for entertainment, business, shopping, and hanging out with their friends. These users simply avoided entering any gaming or PvP zones where their defenseless first-level avatars could be attacked by NPCs or by other players. If you stayed in safe zones, like Ludus, you didn't have to worry about your avatar getting robbed, kidnapped, or killed. I hated being stuck in a safe zone. If I was going to find Halliday's egg, I knew I would eventually have to venture out in the dangerous sectors of the Oasis. And if I wasn't powerful or well-armed enough to defend myself, I wasn't going to stay alive for very long. Over the past 5 years, I'd managed to slowly, gradually raise my avatar up to third level. This hadn't been easy. I'd done it by hitching rides off-world with other students, mostly H, who happened to be headed to a planet where my wuss avatar could survive. I'd have them drop me near a newbie-level gaming zone and spend the rest of the night or weekend slaying orcs, kobolds, or some other piddly class of monster that was too weak to kill me. For each NPC my avatar defeated, I would earn a few meager experience points and, usually, a handful of copper or silver coins dropped by my slain foes. These coins were instantly converted to credits, which I used to pay the teleportation fare back to Ludus, often just before the final school bell rang. Sometimes, but not often, one of the NPCs I killed would drop an item. That was how I'd obtained my avatar's sword, shield, and armor. I'd stopped hitching rides with H at the end of the previous school year. His avatar was now above 30th level, and so he was almost always headed to a planet where it wasn't safe for my avatar. He was happy to drop me on some noob world along the way, but if I didn't earn enough credits to pay for my fare back to Ludus, I'd wind up missing school because I was stuck on some other planet. This was not an acceptable excuse. I'd now racked up so many unexcused absences that I was in danger of being expelled. If that happened, I would have to return my school-issued Oasis console and visor. Worse, I'd be transferred back to school in the real world to finish out my senior year there. I couldn't risk that. So these days, I rarely left Ludus at all. I was stuck here, and stuck at third level. Having a third level avatar was a colossal embarrassment. None of the other Gunters took you seriously unless you were at least 10th level. Even though I'd been a Gunter since day one, everyone still considered me a noob. It was beyond frustrating. In desperation, I tried to find a part-time after-school job just to earn some walking around money. I applied for dozens of tech support and programming jobs, mostly grunt construction work, coding parts of Oasis malls and office buildings, but it was completely hopeless. Millions of college-educated adults couldn't get one of those jobs. The Great Recession was now entering its third decade, and unemployment was still at a record high. Even the fast food joints in my neighborhood had a 2-year waiting list for job applicants. So I remained stuck at school. I felt like a kid standing in the world's greatest video arcade without any quarters, unable to do anything but walk around and watch the other kids play.